Max is a good friend of mine from IBM. He is going to be talking about LM tools that in use in VLLM. Take it away, Max.
Thanks. So hi, everyone. I'm Max from I'm Max. I work at IBM Research. So I have a solution problem here. So some things are cut out below, but in the interest of time, let's move on. So my goal with this presentation is that by the end, you will know how tool calling with LLMs works at the lowest level, right? So what is VLLM? Are there any VLLM users out there? Oh, okay, there's some. But yeah, it's nice to know that I'm not preaching to the choir. But anyway, the project's goal is to be the fastest and easiest to use open source LLM inference and serving engine, right? So it started in, you would see 2023 below there, but it started as a PhD project at the University of Berkeley. It has grown a lot since then and has become a Linux Foundation project. There are contributions by many companies, including IBM, but also Intel, Mistral, all the model providers and hardware providers contribute. And some of these companies also used it in production, like we do. Okay, so there are two ways to use VLLM. One is in Python with the offline batched inference API. So this is basically like using the Transformers library and only a bit faster, right? And then there is online serving using with the OpenAI API. So you can use VLLM to host models for your LLM-based apps. All right, so just to contextualize this a little bit, so when you think about the program, it has a central logic, right, a control flow that, where you program what you want to do. And it uses subroutines in your own program. It uses libraries. It uses the operating system to interact with the world. So you could see these things as tools for your business logic, right? But the problem with programs is that this business logic is fixed. So if you want new behavior, you have to program it and update all your deployments, right? So with LLMs, you can do new things. You can put an LLM there in the middle. It can come up with new plans depending on the user input, and it can use all these things as tools, right? So that's the motivation. So this allows you to do some things like the classical example of an AI assistant, where you give the model a bunch of APIs that it can call. Here in this example, a restaurant reservation API. And so now you can handle user input in natural language so that it will be, the model can satisfy the user's requests that come in natural language with these API calls. Okay, so there are basically three types of tool calling out there. One is JSON-based, where the model input, I mean, the function descriptions are in JSON and the model output is also JSON. Then there's code-based tool calling, where the model generates code. For example, in Llama 3 models, they generate Python code that has to be executed. And there's built-in tools. So, for example, again, in the Llama models, during instruction tuning, the model learns to use Brave Search and Wolfram Alpha. Okay, so in this talk, we're going to focus on JSON tool calling. So in this modality, the model, what you give the model is a description of all the functions that it can call in this JSON format that is very similar to OpenAPI, if not identical. And what you do is you describe your function, you give a function name, tell the model what it does in the description. Then you list all the parameters, their types and names, and also in descriptions. And so when you get a user input in natural language, the model should generate an output where it identifies the arguments for these functions from the user input and generates and selects the correct function and returns you a JSON like this one. Okay, so this is modeled in the OpenAI API as a chat. So here you have a sequence of different messages with different roles. So in the beginning, you usually, as the application developer, you start with a system prompt where you tell the model what its role is. For example, you would say something, you're a helpful assistant. In this case here, you're knowledgeable about weather prediction. Then you have a user request, right, with the user role, coming in with the user request, right? And then there can be some back and forth between the model and the user. And at some point, the model will generate a tool call in JSON format, as we have seen. Then you can put this output back into the model. And here, well, it's cut below, but the model, when it sees this output from the tool, it can generate an explanation in natural language so that you can send it back to the user. All right, so we know that the model only handles text, so to translate from this list of messages to actual text that the model can process, we use chat templates. There are chat templates usually bundled with the tokenizer. In VLLM, we curate some chat templates specifically for tool use. So this example is for IBM Granite 3.1. So as you can see in the beginning, the available tools are inserted with a special role called available tools. But depending on the model, it can also be in the system role or in the first user message. Then there is a for loop iterating over all of the messages and formatting accordingly if they're depending on the role. So in most roles, the message is just copied plain text into the prompt, but in some cases, like with tool calls, there has to be some JSON manipulation. And we can't see it below, unfortunately, but if you want the model to complete text as the assistant, then you also start by inserting start of role, assistant, end of role, so that the model knows it has to go from there. All right, so the text looks like this. So at the beginning, as I've mentioned, you have the functions, then the system prompt, then the user input, and then just the beginning of the assistant role, so that the model will complete. So it will complete with a tool call. There's this special format that's model specific. So for each different model in VLLM, we have a different parser to get the model output and return JSON. Then we can put the response back. And by the end, the model can generate, well, we can see it here, but it can generate a natural language description for the user. All right, so from an application developer perspective, wait, why is it now correctly formatted? Okay, but anyway, as a client developer in Python, for example, you can use the OpenAI Python client. Our API in VLLM is compatible. So you define your tools as JSON dicts, and the messages as a list. And then when you call the API, you get back this chat completion object where the finish reason is tool calls, and you get a nice array of the tool calls that were passed from the model return. So notice that there's a special parameter here, tool choice auto, which I will explain now. Okay, so the tool choice auto parameter, it lets you generate the tool call in different ways. So the first option is to actually pass it a JSON with the function that you want to call. So in VLLM, this forces the model to use only one specific function using structured output, right? So with structured output, we restrict which tokens the model can generate. So it has to generate, for example, a JSON schema that follows the output for that specific function. So if your user input has nothing to do with that function, the model can be forced to make up arguments. Then there's tool choice required, which is similar, but now the model can choose between different functions. Then there's tool choice none, where you don't want the model to generate a tool call. So you could use this, for example, if you want to do more prompt engineering after you insert the tools, for example, a chain of thought or something like this. And finally, there's tool choice auto, where the model is free to either generate text to send back to the user or to generate a function call. Okay, so as we've seen, the model only handles text. VLLM translates this from into JSON, but VLLM does not actually call the tools. So as an application developer, this is your responsibility, right? So what you need to do is to basically implement this executor box to orchestrate this interaction. So you take the user prompt, send it to the model returns the tool call, then sends it to, you execute the tool, get the response, show it to the model so that the model can generate output for the user. And then finally, the sequence ends with the text sent to the user. All right, so when you're using tool calling, it's nice to know how your model was trained, right? So I like this paper from IBM Research a lot because it details the tasks with which the model was trained. And there's also another data set on another paper on the data set that was used. So I highly recommend that. I have to rush through these other slides now because I'm getting out of time. But wrapping up. So based on natural language, LLMs can figure out what functions call. The chat API is used for that. And so since the model and its inference server only handle text in JSON, the orchestration is your responsibility as a developer. So if that's a lot of work, you might also want to check out agent frameworks such as the B agent framework. And with that, I'll leave you with some pointers, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Max. And I'm going to kick him out over there. So if you have questions for him, you should find him over there, because Peter, you're up next, buddy. All right, we'll give it about 2 minutes or however quickly he gets his laptop.